Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. Demon possession can be a root cause of some people abusing others. The good news is this: Jesus has absolute authority over demons. He can give deliverance to those oppressed by the devil. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, more of a three-part series on how to handle being the victim of sexual abuse. Our theme is Let God Redeem Your Story. Now, Erwin Lutzer takes us into Mark chapter 5.
Another parenthesis, the demons in another text, you remember reading it, they don't want to be sent into the abyss ahead of time. What's going on there? Oh, we need to take out a moment here and talk about the devil. The devil is very clever, but he is not wise. He's not wise. You see, if he were really wise, he would cease and desist all fighting against God. He'd stop his railing. He'd stop his accusations about us right away, because then he knows that his eternal judgment in hell is going to be a little bit better. But no, does he do that? No, he plunges headlong because he's so evil, he can't resist doing evil. Haven't you known some people like that, by the way? You know, a little drop of Satan's rebellion has fallen on all of our hearts, hasn't it? And so there are people, you know, who will just continue to plunge toward evil. You can warn them. You can tell them the consequences. It means nothing. They just keep doing it over and over again because they are compelled to do evil. Well, the good news is Jesus does deliver such people, but we need to continue on in the story. So the demons say to him, Jesus was saying, come out of the man. And Jesus asked him, what is your name? He replied, my name is Legion, for we are many. Legion means 10,000 or more. And he says, my name is Legion, for we are many. And he, that is still the man speaking, but the lead spirit has his vocal cords, he begged him earnestly to not send them out of the country. Don't send us out of the area. I think that the spirit said we prefer to just stay here among the tombs and among this desolate area here, because we want to choose a place that we are familiar with. Don't send us out of the country. And then it says, verse 11, now a great herd of pigs was feeding there on the hillside, and they begged him, saying, send us into the pigs, lest let us enter them. So he gave them permission. The unclean spirits came out, entered into the pigs, and the herd, numbering about 2,000, rushed down the steep bank into the sea, and they were drowned in the sea. The demonic spirits prefer a warm body, a living body. And Jesus actually gives them permission to go into the swine, and the swine all drown because they become angry and mad. They are demon-possessed. You say, well, what happened to the demons afterwards? Well, after the swine drowned and the bodies were dead, then they went looking elsewhere to get some new orders, undoubtedly from Satan himself, to figure out what their next tactic is going to be. You say, Pastor Lutzer, this is so bizarre. Do you really believe this? Yes, I believe it, because it's in God's word. But you know, it may even happen today, bizarre though it is. 20 years ago, a woman here at the Moody Church told me an interesting story. Her father was deeply into the occult. He was a truly evil man. Basically, had given himself to Satan, and they had lived in the house, and then he was taken to the hospital. After he died, she came home from the hospital, and her cat absolutely was berserk. The cat was trying to climb up the curtains. The cat was foaming at the mouth. They had to put the cat out. Maybe Jesus gave permission for one of those demons to actually enter into an animal, as he did back here. So the story is then that Jesus Christ gives them permission. And how does the man end? Well, I'm going to be saying more about that in just a few moments, but he ends with dignity. We have to read this. The herdsmen fled, verse 14, and told in the city and in the country. They told what happened. And the people came to see what was done, and they came to Jesus and saw the demon-possessed man, the one who had the legion, sitting there clothed in his right mind, and they were afraid. They didn't know what in the world to do with this. He was healed, clothed in his right mind. And then they asked Jesus to leave because obviously they lost a lot of pigs. And furthermore, there was a great deal of confusion as to how a man could have that kind of power to heal a man who was that demented. In a few moments here at the Moody Church, I'm going to be giving an invitation. And during the next few moments, I want you to be thinking about whether or not you should come forward. I'll explain it in detail so that there are no surprises. But I want you to be thinking about whether or not you need special prayer today. And so as I begin to close in on how this applies to us, you be thinking about that and asking the Lord, is this something that I should do? Do I desire special prayer today because of what I'm going through? Think about that. Let me give you some very important lessons that grow out of this interesting story. First of all, I want you to grasp once and for all the absolute total authority of Jesus. The absolute total authority of Jesus. Never question it. Notice that Jesus was able to do what the chains couldn't do. The text says that they bound him with chains to subdue him, but it didn't work. But Jesus comes along and the man ends being clothed in his right mind. Jesus has awesome, infinite power. Jesus is Lord. I marvel at the fact, can you think about this? The demons even need the permission of Jesus to enter into pigs. They can't wiggle unless Jesus said, okay, I'll give you permission to wiggle. Wiggle now, but don't wiggle then. That's the kind of authority that Jesus has over the demons. Never doubt it. And when Jesus Christ died on the cross, the Bible says that he disarmed all principalities and all powers and made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Listen, Satan wants you to be scared of him. Truth is, he is scared of you, and he is scared of God, and he's scared of your relationship with God. He's scared out of his wits, but he wants us to be the fearful ones. He has been conquered. Jesus is Lord. I just absolutely love this. 20th chapter of the book of Revelation. It's time for God to wind up history, and we'll be talking about that history. And it's time for Satan to be bound in the pit for 1,000 years. And this is what the text says. It says, and an angel came out of heaven with the key to the bottomless pit, and he bound Satan and threw him into the pit and closed off the pit for 1,000 years. An angel. You mean this wasn't Michael? You mean it wasn't Gabriel? You mean it was just an angel? Just a random, ordinary angel. But God had said to that angel, whatever his name was, I think God's probably named all the angels. If he names the stars, I think he probably named the angels too. But he says to him, go bind Satan under my command and under my authority. Go bind him now and throw him into the bottomless pit. And one angel under the command of God commands Satan to enter into the pit. And whimpering, he has to do it. Don't you love that? That's how much authority Jesus Christ has. You see, it's possible in spiritual warfare to fall into two errors. One is to discount the devil, i.e., he can't be involved in anything. Truth is, he's involved in an awful lot of things. He's involved in our deceptions, he's involved in our sins. To varying degrees, doesn't mean that we are inhabited. It simply means that he's there to tempt us. Truth is, he's involved in a lot of things, but we can discount all that. But then on the other side, we can make him so strong that we think to ourselves, there's no way that we are going to win this. Oh, my friend, Jesus has a way for you to win this. He really does. The authority of Jesus. So that's what we're doing today. When I ask you to come forward in a few moments, we don't have any counselors here. We only have prayer partners who want to listen to your story and encourage you with their prayers and to point you to Jesus, because we don't know the answer, but we're convinced that Jesus does. Second, the cleansing of Jesus. So what's going on here in the text? Here's a man who is cutting himself with stones. Here's a man who feels that sense of unworthiness. God doesn't love me. Nobody else loves me. There's no hope for me. I'm bound here by these evil spirits, and I'm going to die this way. How does Jesus get people out of a pit like that? The answer, of course, is that Jesus Christ's death on the cross, his shed blood, is the answer to your sense of self-condemnation and your overwhelming feeling of guilt and sin. Revelation chapter 12, it says that there was war in heaven and God threw Satan to the earth. I think that that happens during the middle of the Great Tribulation period. There's evidence that that's the time that it happens. You say, well, does Satan have access to God today? Yes, I think so, just like he did in the book of Job.
Well, this is Pastor Lutzer, and you certainly have to tune in next time for the rest of the story, because what we're going to discover is the victory that there is in Jesus Christ to be able to overcome him by his shed blood, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son. I want you to recognize today that Satan is totally defeated. You know, he is able to make a lot of noise, he's able to do a lot of damage, but he knows that moment by moment he has to be subject to God, and also he knows his end, and he's full of fear. And what we have to do as believers is to stand on the victory that Jesus Christ already won for us. We don't have to win the victory. We have to receive the victory. We have to believe the victory. We have to trust it. And we do that through Scripture, through the affirmation of God's promises, and through the faith. The Bible says, and above all, take the shield of faith. If you want to communicate with us, you can go to moodymedia.org, moodymedia.org. Many of you are our partners because you support us with your prayers, you support us with your gifts, and we are very thankful. Because of what you are doing, and because you are helping, we are able to minister to tens of thousands of people every day. And we are so deeply grateful.
And all of us thank you, Dr. Lutzer. This series of messages may be life-changing for those caught in the grip of shame. Let God Redeem Your Story can be yours on CD as our thank you for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. For information, call us toll-free at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. When you call or write, ask about Let God Redeem Your Story. Thanks for listening. For Dr. Erwin Lutzer, this is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.